It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. A violin maker in Israel has spent more than two decades amassing a collection of instruments played by Jews during the Holocaust. He calls them violins of hope. Over the coming week, they'll be displayed for the first time in the United States and featured in a series of concerts. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Julie Rose reports.
Amnon Weinstein first encountered a violin from the Holocaust 50 years ago. He was a young violin maker in Israel. A customer brought him an old instrument in terrible condition and wanted it restored.
He played on the violin on the way to the guest chamber. He survived because the German needed him.
For their death camp orchestra, he hadn't played on it since.
So I opened the violin, and there inside there was ashes, black.
Weinstein was horrified. Were these incinerated remnants of concentration camp victims? The Nazis plucked Jewish musicians from arriving cattle cars and forced them to play as other prisoners went to their death. Hundreds of Weinstein's relatives, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, died in the Holocaust. To handle one of those instruments was too much.
I could not.
But many decades later, in 1996, Weinstein was ready. He put out a call for violins from the Holocaust. This one came from a survivor who played in the Auschwitz Men's Orchestra. Now it's being played by David Russell, a music professor at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Russell and Weinstein are old friends, which is how Charlotte came to host the North American debut of Violins of Hope. 18 instruments are here. Russell says each carries the touch and playing style of its previous owner.
So when I play one of these instruments, I go through that same process of discovering what makes this instrument sound the best. And that means that I'm walking in their footsteps and their voice is actually heard by my playing of this violin.
This was maybe the most important instrument for the Jewish people.
Amnon Weinstein has restored more than 30 Holocaust violins. Many are inlaid with an intricate Star of David in Mother of Pearl. Orthodox Judaism forbade displaying portraits or sculpture, so Weinstein says violins often hung his art on the walls.
Never you could see a Jewish house without an instrument on the wall. This was a kind of a tradition.
Weinstein began collecting these violins to honor that tradition, but also to break the silence. His family never spoke of the Holocaust. Once he asked about his grandfather and says his mother silently opened a book about the war and pointed to a pile of bodies. Then Weinstein married Asi Bielski, whose father was a famous Jewish resistance fighter portrayed in the film Defiance. Weinstein was amazed at how happily the Bielski family talked about the war.
We are completely different in this way. Her family killed Germans by quantities, not by one. My family was all killed by the Germans.
My family, it's true, but the way Amnon described it, was always very happy. They were not humiliated. I think this is the big thing. It's the number tattooed on your arm that is a constant reminder of the humiliation. For us, there was none of it.
And maybe what I'm doing with the violin is I'm doing it to make my life a little bit easier from all this heritage, which is unbelievable.
The violins of hope are Weinstein's resistance. They're like tombstones, he says, for the thousands of Jewish instruments and musicians destroyed in the war. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.